Arlington, Kansas, population 473.
What do we have in Arlington?
Well, a little cabinet shop and the little beauty shop.
There's not much on Main Street, but there is Carolyn's Essen House, a Mennonite bakery cafe where the coffee's free. Lifelong resident Frances Burnett orders tea, also on the house, and talks about growing up here during the Depression.
And we always had the paper. No matter how poor we were, we always had a newspaper.
Now 91, Burnett still takes the paper. She says she's tired of reading about cash-strapped schools and falling revenue.
And then I personally think we have such a poor governor right now that we need to see if we can help him to retire.
Do you identify as a Democrat?
Well, except I'm a Republican right now. there's no way in this state to change anything by being a Democrat.
A Democrat hasn't occupied the District 34 Senate seat since the early 1980s. So when Burnett overheard someone at the library talking about re-registering as a Republican,
a big light bulb came on. I thought, if I change parties, I can vote in the primary.
And so Burnett, a Democrat for years and years, filled out a pink form, sent it in, and became a Republican. She plans to vote for Ed Berger. Burnett doesn't know him, but she likes him better than incumbent Terry Bruce, the Senate majority leader she believes is in lockstep with Sam Brownback.
A 90-year-old lady and her friends are changing party affiliations so they can vote too, so that's pretty humbling.
In nearby Hutchinson, Berger is a familiar face. He used to be president of the local community college. Today, Berger is meeting with educators at Scuttlebutt's, a coffee shop where the baristas chirp, "Hi, Ed," when he walks through the door.
I'm also not a career politician. If I was going to do that, I should have done it 20 years ago, but I decided not to. And I think change happens when you see things with outside eyes.
Berger's last foray into politics was working the Ford Dole campaign in 76. Though he considers himself a lifelong Republican, he thinks Brownback, Bruce, and other ultra-conservative politicians are destroying Kansas.
I perceive things are that bad, and I think unless change takes place very soon, we're going to get into a very deep hole and very hard for us to get out.
The Reno County Election Office doesn't track how many voters switch from one party to another. But there were 201 fewer registered Democrats last week than there were in mid-April. There are 173 more Republicans. While those fluctuations can't be solely attributed to party switching, it was pretty clear who Berger was courting.
And if there's a need for a party change, we have party change forms over here.
Former Republican Senate President Dave Kerr is supporting Berger's bid for his old seat.
My races were always the general.
Not anymore.
A lot of people have really not realized that the race that matters is the Republican primary. That's the one that where the race is ultimately decided.
Incumbent Terry Bruce didn't respond to requests for comment. Leaders for both parties were quick to dismiss party switching. Executive Director of the Kansas Republicans, Clay Barker, wrote in an email that even FDR condemned the practice. Kerry Gooch, executive director for the Kansas Democrats, called from southwestern Kansas, where he was recruiting candidates the week before the June 1st filing deadline.
One of the stories that have been told around the state is that most elections happen in the Republican primary, and we want to show people that that's not true.
Gooch's efforts paid off in District 34. That means if Berger does manage to oust Bruce, he'll still have to go around in the general against a Democrat, Homer Gilson. I'm Ellie Moxley in Hutchinson.